Hey y'all.
Hi.
I'm so happy to be back.
So happy. I was gonna say something cheeky about how this is like our weather forecast episode, but that was stupid and now I'm backpedaling.
No, it's not stupid at all.
Cloudy with a chance of more clouds.
I would play into that, but I like don't know any weather terms.
Is it cloudy or sunny? Those are the two weathers. The
exactly.
Two genders.
Like, can I see the sun or not? Like, am I depressed?
What will our mood be today? Pretty much.
It is gorgeous boots out today, God. Though.
It's the perfect... And I looked at, what is it, like the five-day forecast, yeah. And every day is like 72 and sunny. And I'm like, this is like Pleasantville weather.
Literally. Not to like talk about the weather like two boring bitches, but like... It's. I was on my way here today, and I was like...
People are acting up. It's act up weather.
It's like block party weather.
Yeah.
But in the fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I left my house before noon, which is an anomaly for me, mm-hmm. just to get like a croissant witch. And very specific. I'm just like walking five blocks away, and I'm like, everyone's out and about, and they're all like dressed. And I'm like, wait, what are you all doing? Where are you going? Yeah. It's not even 1 p.m. Like, how do you have friends?
Have we discussed this? Okay, so every time I take the L to your place, it's like a 15-minute walk from the right. stop, but it's like a beautiful walk, yes. and today it's a beautiful day, so it's lovely. I pass this bar, and it's one of those bars where people go to watch soccer that they don't like play in the States.
Oh, I know exactly the one.
And it's like...
Because I like, pass it all the time.
Yeah. But it's like they sit... The little like seating area is between... It's like there's like that and then the sidewalk, yep. and then the bar with the TV.
Yeah, so you have to like walk through them like a runway.
Between them. Yeah. And they're always screaming. Yeah. And there's a certain type of white man that watches soccer. Yeah. And I'm like...
British.
And they all go with their little striped jerseys, yeah. to watch this little game and yell mm-hmm. at the TV. I'm like, can mm-hmm. I just please walk to my friend's place in peace?
What's weird is that you have to walk through them.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, they're cheering for me.
Literally. As I passed, they all started yelling. And yeah. I was like, this is very triggering for me.
Also, I'm just like, do y'all not have like TV at home?
I think it's a channel, like you have to pay for yeah, those UK yeah. channels or some bullshit.
But like, if you love bars. Soccer that much, just subscribe.
I mean, I don't have a TV yet. I will say though, that sort of like the type of guy who watches soccer, they all look the same and they're all like not hot.
Honestly, of all the sportsmen, mm-hmm. soccer fans are the hottest. Soccer, mm-hmm. close second hockey.
Mm.
But
fans are...
Like spectators.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Watchers.
Okay.
Audiences.
Okay.
Players. Oh no, soccer players are for sure the hottest.
But soccer players and soccer fans look the same.
Yes.
They're all the same type, yes. of like dirty blonde mm-hmm. hair, mm-hmm. beard.
Yeah.
Loves their mother.
Yes. Big mama boys. Mm-hmm. Love that. But I feel like they're all really fit.
Yeah.
Like soccer fans are as fit as the players.
Yeah.
Like American football fans are not as fit as the players.
Right. I just like soccer fans because they are all very okay with having a beer at 11 a.m.
Well, they have to because the games are like in Europe.
That's true. I'll watch some soccer. Yeah.
They're like up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday and they're like, time to get morning drunk.
Like, hey, boys. The only jersey I have says Backstreet Boys across it. It's super huge.
God.
So I'll fit right in.
Ever since I got into Ted Lasso, I'm like, I could get into soccer.
Wait, what's Ted Lasso?
It's the soccer show that everybody loves. Oh. Which is like weird that it's so... I feel like the attention it gets is so outsized considering it's on Apple TV Plus. And I'm like, who the fuck is Apple TV Plus?
I know. I don't know anything about any of that.
I think I only have it because I got like a year free subscription when I bought my Apple TV. Okay. So once it runs out, I'm like, goodbye Ted Lasso. Bye.
Well, shout out to all the soccer fans out there. Yes. Specifically the men.
I think that will be my next... I was going to say boyfriend, then I was like, what a stupid word, boyfriend.
I love the word boyfriend. Boyfriend's
really?
So fun. Yeah, my friend, like, I have a group of friends that I talk about this with all the time, because yeah. I have one of my girlfriends hates the word boyfriend.
We do. We don't like it anymore.
I love the word boyfriend. What the fuck do you want to say?
I mean, like, boyfriend.
It's cute. It's young, and it's flirty, and it's cute.
If you're, like, in your 30s, I'm sorry.
No, boyfriend is timeless and cute. I do hate the word ex-boyfriend. I think it's so loaded and dramatic. I'm like, grow up.
But ex-boyfriend, I feel like, is more... indicative. I don't know, it carries more weight.
Yeah,
boyfriend is stupid, ex-boyfriend is serious. Or
but
something.
How do you feel about how do you feel about partner?
Partner is too serious.
Partner is way too serious. And I'm sorry, you can't say partner if you're straight.
I agree.
just shut
also up. Like, I feel like it's not even accurate when someone's like, this is my partner. I'm like, what does he do for you? Yeah. How does he support you?
Right.
Equally.
Right.
If it's not equal, he's not your fucking partner.
Right. Hey.
Who is doing all the emotional labor here?
Currently
if us. It's you, then that's not your fucking partner. I hate to break it to you.
This should be a love podcast. It already is.
It kind of is. I saw this really funny, sad TikTok. It was like a fake pharmaceutical ad where it was about foster boyfriends and how if you're a girl who keeps a boy around who's basically like a fake boyfriend and like you encourage him and nurture him and then you teach him to be a better person and then he's like, I'm not really looking for a relationship, and then he dumps you, or rather can't dump you because you're not in a relationship, ends things with you and then starts dating someone else and then like uses all of the things he learned from you with her, like so you just fostered a boy.
I hate that. Oh my god.
And then I was like, no.
I'm never gonna get that out of my head. I hate
I know
that,
but it's I went into a shame spiral after that and I was like, never again.
It's fine.
Never again.
This relates back to fragrance somehow.
Yeah,
who cares?
Sure. And then I disappeared in a cloud of fragrance. Like a smoke bomb.
We should make a dating app that somehow ties back to fragrance,
right?
You know,
there's so many dating apps now, and I constantly get press releases for them because people seem to think that I write about dating.
You do.
I don't know why they think that.
You have a dating column for GQ.
True. But yeah, I get these like whack ass dating press releases. So many relationship content press releases I get are like publicists promoting their client who is a dating, quote unquote, dating expert. Mm. And they're always like, we'd love for you to consider this person in your dating content stories. And then I'll click on their little YouTubes and it's like the most toxic heteronormative shit.
Amazing.
All of the YouTubes have titles like, this is what you text if you want a response immediately, or three things that guys go crazy for. And I'm just like, what fucking century is this?
Ew.
And then I'll like watch a little bit of the video to be like, I gotta hear this shit.
Yeah.
And it is the most heteronormative bullshit I have ever fucking heard, to the point where I actually pitched to GQ, because a lot of them are men who are dating coaches.
Ew.
Targeted to women, to straight women.
Imagine taking advice from a man.
I know. Well, they're like, I'm a straight man and I can tell you how to get a straight man. And part of me is like, it's not that hard, my dude. It's really not that hard.
Have we don't need you. Straight man?
Exactly.
Have you met a man?
Yeah. And there's one of them who's like super, like the top of that game. I won't tell you what his name is, but he used to date a famous pop star. Anyway, I like emailed him because I pitched a GQ story about like, what's the deal with all these male dating coaches, mm-hmm. like trying to tell women how to get a man. Yeah. And he was so offended by my email.
That's amazing.
I think because he could sniff out that I was skeptical.
Sure.
And he was like, that's not my intention and I will not speak to that. And I was like, oh, so you know you're problematic. Basically, I was like, oh, okay. So you know, at least.
Right.
And you're just trying to make it. Okay, yeah. Anyway, someone like in like UK, a woman, a writer for like UK Vice, wrote about attending one of his seminars and how bullshit it was. So I was like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So I'm glad somebody else has done this.
Right.
Great, because I'm not going to fucking
pay. Somebody else doxed him.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, don't go to YouTube for dating advice. Come to us instead.
No, yeah, well, the end of I don't know about all that.
Even the most chaotic advice we can give you will be 500% better than
that's true
people.
That's true.
I say that with no hubris whatsoever.
No
hubris, just truth.
Actually, I will say that the best dating and relationship and love advice that I have received has probably been from you,
Tynan. Thank you.
I mean that. Honestly, everything good in my life has come from the EXO cinematic universe.
I agree.
My life would be shit without you girls. Mm-hmm. Without you and Kara and Rachel and Allie, mm-hmm. and Marcy. Like, I mean, y'all have coached me through so much. I wouldn't be as successful or making...
Yeah.
Enough money, like I wouldn't be like even making the money that I'm doing. I don't know, not to
no, 100%.
Is that a weird thing to say? Because you're always like, no, ask for more. And Kara's like, no, bump it. And I was like, okay, all right.
It's like the sisterhood of traveling pants, but without the pants, because we can have our own pants. It's
that's
fine.
True, right?
That's so funny. Actually, recently, one of us was like, oh, I found this little tidbit in like a subreddit saying how much like we miss the EXO Vain days and like the writers and stuff, and I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And it's like 2021. EXO Vain stopped publishing in 2016. I was so like, wow, crazy. People still fucking like, it's out of my fucking mind. Like,
yeah,
it's just such a specific niche era of the internet that I was like, I cannot believe people still remember that and like think of it fondly. That's crazy.
I know, but it like changed my fucking life in it did, every yeah, way.
Totally. I mean, I have a actual career. I have direction in life.
I know, shout out. For real.
And then what's funny is like as soon as I looked at that link, immediately under it was like a subreddit of like why we hate the XFL.
So there's always been that shit though, whatever.
It's so funny. And I was like, well, keep me humble.
That's fine.
I think it's hilarious because I have this very weirdly detached sense of self. But all of the people who I feel like hate's too strong of a word for how they feel about me. But just like any negative anecdotes about me is just like, I don't get what the deal is with Sable. Like, I just don't get her.
Yeah.
Like, why do people like her? I don't get it. And I was like, honestly, neither do I. Like, that's the funny thing.
See, I don't read any of that shit. I don't even know what people think about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the smart thing.
As you say, the less I know, the better.
It's 100% true.
You know?
What other people say about me behind my back is none of my business.
None of your business. Yeah. I think that's healthy.
But, you know, if someone just sends me a link to it, I'm like, well, I can't unsee that.
Right.
Anyway, I was like, well, at least I agree with them.
Yeah. We're all on the same page.
I don't get it either, but...
I know why.
Keep my name in lights.
You know?
Okay, how do we do this? Oh, right. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I feel like this is going to be a very, like, emotional episode.
It is.
I am wearing something that I don't think you like very much. I like it a lot. I like it enough. But it's funny because it calls back to, like, another time in my life. I am wearing the new...
Sorry. <It's okay.
laughs> I am wearing the new Apple Brandy from Killian. This is part of their, what do they call it? Like spirits collection?
Liqueurs
the collection liqueur that they launched last year. Mm-hmm. And both of us really liked the first two, Angel Share and Roses on Ice. They just put out two more, Apple Brandy and one with a French name that I can't pronounce.
Lilville.
There you go. And yeah, I mean, this one is pretty like true to what it says.
Yeah, it really smells like what it's called.
Really truly smells like apple brandy, and the apple note really cuts up through it in a way that is really nice. So like at the top there's cardamom and bergamot, in the middle there is brandy, rum, pineapple, vanilla, moss, and apple, of course, and then at the base there's cedar and ambroxan. So it's really nice for like what you think of as a fall fragrance. It's warm, it's sweet, but the apple is like you cannot miss it. And it's really...
It's a lot of apple.
Man. It's a lot of apple. It's just a really like boozy take on an apple. It's cool. It's not something I'm going to reach for all the time, but it's like a nice sort of... It's not super warm and super spicy, but it's not super sweet. It's nice. It's like a transition to summer to fall. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's funny because apple brandy and brandy itself is a very Wisconsin thing.
That's what I was thinking. Uh-huh. I was like, what an American beverage.
It's like
interesting choice, Killian.
It's a very supper club situation. The sort of like national drink of Wisconsin is the brandy old fashioned. And so there's a lot of brandy in bars, and there's a lot of apple brandy. There's a lot of blackberry brandy. And it's not my thing, but I have made 6 billion drinks with it. And it's funny because as a fragrance, it really takes you there in a very...
It's very literal.
I feel like I say ever, like, I feel like I use the word literal so many times, I'm like dancing around it, but it is a literal fragrance in a nice way. I mean, this could actually, it's so literal that it could be a replica scent.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know. It's nice. It like reminds me of home and bartending and all of that. And I think they really pulled it off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like whether you love it or not, like they really did what they came to do.
Yep.
It's great. I don't know. I like it a lot. Shout out to Wisconsin and Madison. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh boy. I smell like autumn vibes from Replica Maison Margiela.
Autumn vibe.
They put out a fragrance for the start of fall called Autumn Vibes, which I was like, what social media intern named this fragrance?
Truly. Listen, this is, as we know, a Replica household. We love Replica.
Oh, absolutely. Love their shit. Will always stand. A little confused. Mostly just unexpected.
but yeah, like what happened with the name? My thing is it just doesn't mesh with the other naming mm-hmm. conventions. Mm-hmm. Autumn well, vibes.
I'll be honest. When Matcha Meditation came out, I was a little bit like, why meditation?
Okay.
Like you could have just said matcha tea or
sure
matcha
yeah
latte.
Okay, that makes
like
sense.
The
that
meditation
sense.
Part I was like, I'm not getting that.
Yeah,
I'm getting a hell of a lot of matcha, I'm not getting a lot of meditation. But the autumn vibes is like very vibey, for lack of a better term.
Wait, can we go back to that? That's
yeah,
I'm fascinated by that. What do you think would have made matcha meditation more meditation
if it
you?
Was more aromatic sure. and airy and even a little bit incensey or smoky?
Sure.
Totally would have gotten that.
Got it.
But because it is so creamy
and pastry-ish,
I was like, I mean, it's still, I love
it's
it
great it's
but
great.
I was just like, that's more of like a matcha latte to me. Like, I don't think yes. of meditations like that.
Do you though think that since the act of making matcha is often sort of thought of as like a ritual.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what they were going for.
Okay, I totally see what you mean.
But what's interesting is that with that fragrance is that because there is such a creaminess to it, uh-huh. I'm like, this is a matcha latte.
Latte.
This is not yep. a matcha tea. This is a latte.
Yeah, bitch, you got this from Starbucks.
Bitch, you went to Cha Cha Matcha and you squeezed all the matchas okay. in that bottle.
Sorry for that sidebar, but that's yeah. very, I love that take.
Yeah, so autumn vibes. It arrived in a box full of fake leaves.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were roses.
They were like fake browned autumn leaves and stuff. It was cute. Okay, on the bottle, it says the provenance and period is Montreal 2018. Fragrance description, woody trail and red leaves. And I get, it's just like a super, super linear woody scent to me. Mm-hmm. I don't really necessarily get the autumnalness of the woods or the leaves. Basically, I said it smells like, on my Instagram stories, it's giving Santal 666.
That is so funny. I saw that and I was like, Sable is one funny girl.
As soon as I sprayed it on, I was like, is that you, Santal 33? Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, lived in it for a day, let it sit, let it wear. And then it's a little bit more, it's a little more complex than Santal 33, I think. It's a little bit more leathery and a little bit darker and deeper.
Yeah.
Hence the 666. Also because it's autumn. Hello, Halloween.
Hail Satan.
Yes. But I was still just like, I'm not really getting autumn. I'm getting woody. It's great. I think this will be like, well, like when I think of autumn, I think of like apple brandy or like pumpkin pie
sure.
or like, you know, like
yes.
sweet caramel apples, like stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
I guess
like trees.
Even
like trees are all year round.
Right. No, I guess like regionally, even if it's not like the Western idea of autumn, it is still a season.
Yeah.
And like seasonally, that's a culture thing.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
pull something else in.
Yeah, exactly. Give so if some. They had like put a little bit more cinnamon in this,
yeah.
according to Fragrantica, it's billed as a woody, spicy fragrance. Top notes are cardamom and pink pepper. Middle notes are carrot seed, nutmeg, and maple. Base notes are cedar and moss. I will say that I mostly get the cedar, moss, and cardamom, and a little bit of pepper. Mm-hmm. I don't find it sweet at all. Like, I don't get the mapliness at all, but that's just me. Yeah, it's very dry. It's like a very dry scent. It's not very sweet or, I don't know.
It's dry for Replica, but yeah. I will say, so you wore this a day before I did. So mm-hmm. I had your review in my head as yeah. I was going into it. And I see where you're going with Santal 666 because I see that as a skin scent. And I know that's not right, but like you see it as that scent as a woody scent. And
yeah.
this, so I see that.
Yeah.
And I do see the relation to you that you see, but to me this has confirmed one everything you said is correct, but this has confirmed what I have started to think about Replica, in that all of their woody scents smell like Replica by the fireplace.
Huh.
You can smell that in all of their woody scents. So Replica by the fireplace is exquisite. It's a very woody but very sweet,
yeah,
gorgeous scent. I mean, people want to fuck whoever is wearing that on site. It's crazy. But all of the scents that Replica does with any wood vibes in it, I think have a bit of that lace through it, because there's a sweet wood, I see. And it's the nutmeg that is in by the fireplace and in this. And I sprayed this on, and you're right, it is very dry, and it smells like dry leaves and like dry earth, whatever. But there is that sweetness that does pull up through it. That I'm like, are y'all just taking the same like base and popping it in all your woods?
I think this is extremely on trend. In fact, I think they're like maybe a hair too late for the like kind of Santali trend.
I think it's one step up, like you said, in terms of complexity
from
a Santal situation. I really like it. I would like it maybe perhaps.
It's a great scent.
It is a great scent. I think
it'll be wildly popular.
I can smell everything else that they do in it. You know what I mean? Which maybe isn't a bad thing. It's a collection. Who cares?
It's a vibe. An autumn vibe.
There it is.
I think also that names of things are like make or break with fragrances, and with like, you know, lipstick shades. Like I would say like names are like so, they're so important to the success of a product.
Since my name to lipstick after you.
Yay. You know what's funny is how many people like told me that they bought that lipstick, and like people of like all different skin colors were like, it looks incredible.
Hell yeah.
Like, I look incredible on everybody. I knew it. Anyway, R.I.P. Becca.
Bye.
Yikes. But I've part of me feels like they gave it like a younger, hipper name to kind of play into that trend of like Santal being like the hip scent for the Gen Z. I don't know. That's just my conspiracy theory.
I definitely think the name was an intentional choice, and I don't think it lands.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, Walk in the Woods would have been fun. Wait, they have Beach Walk. Just go with, just say walk again. That's fine. You can say that. Hike. Hiking. People love hiking. You could have said wood, forest hike.
Cruising.
Forest bathing. Forest bathing is very trendy now in the wellness sphere. Because everyone
has anxiety.
But yeah, there's like, I'm sure they had a long list of names. And then for whatever reason, they plugged it into some algorithm calculator and we're like, vibes is the most searched term.
This is screaming like marketing department.
Yeah, which like to that end, I was like, why don't you call it fall vibes then? Like, I feel like more people say fall than autumn,
right?
I don't know,
it's nice.
Would love to see behind the behind the scenes of the making of autumn vibes.
Rebecca, come on the show. We've talked about literally every single one of your fucking fragrances.
And we will continue to
pull
do so.
Up
yes anyway.
We have very exciting news.
I feel like our entire podcast has been leading up to this episode.
Literal.
Yes.
My DMs have been popping with this news, as well as the show's account. So
everyone was very concerned for Tynan.
Very concerned for me. The fragrance that has in the last 3 years successfully become my entire personality. Cloud by Ariana Grande now has an intense version, and it sort of came out of nowhere.
Yep. It was just like dropped, no promo, no tease.
It fell from the sky into my lap. And yeah, it just showed up on Trend Mood one day, and I was like, excuse the fuck out of me. And we're friendly with the firm that handles the Ariana Grande brand, so it was weird that we hadn't heard about it.
Yeah.
And so I sent them a bossy email, and I sort of didn't hear anything for a few days, and I was like, I know you see me, like, what's good? And I finally hear back, and they're like, hey, we're not ignoring you, this is like top secret, we'll hit you back in a minute. I was like, okay, fair. Also, it's like available for purchase on Ulta, so how secret is it?
Exactly.
So I played by the rules, whatever. And
you're always so respectful to PR. I'm not.
I'm not, but I also am not trying to bite the hand that feeds me in terms of clout. You know what I mean?
I'll nibble.
Also, I've moved to so many units of this fragrance, I should be arrested. Like,
seriously. Anyway. Where's the cut the royalty check?
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, I was very curious, cautiously excited, and Cloud Intense is here.
Is it called Cloud Intense or is it called Cloud 2.0? Because both things are on the box.
It's Cloud. That's a good question.
Is that the whole, like, Cloud 2.0 Intense? Is that it?
Yeah. So
you bought it. You just like added to cart immediately.
Listen, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking wait around for these PR motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, I'm getting this.
Haste was made.
So they did send me a bottle. Thank you very much. But I was not trying to wait. Also, it's a write-off. Who cares? Also, I don't know what a write-off is.
I've never paid my taxes.
I was worried. So Flankers, mm-hmm. real quick, mm-hmm. are a sort of like diffusion, a remix, a diffusion yeah. scent mm-hmm. that ties back to the original, or, you know, in some cases not.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have the name that'll guide you to like, oh, you liked this, so you'll probably yeah. like that. It makes a lot of sense. It creates brand loyalty, whatever, whatever. It makes like more sense for the brand than it does the consumer. But often...
I agree about that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So... Marc Jacobs Daisy is yeah, that we yeah. always talk about is a great example. There's Daisy, then Daisy Love, Daisy Dream. They yep. just like throw more notes in to make another version of the same something
make
that you
it a
like.
Different color.
Exactly.
Looks pretty.
Right now, intense flankers are very the move.
Yeah, extreme.
What have we talked about? We've talked about YSL Black, Black Opium
extreme.
There
you
is
have to say it in a crazy voice.
There is
Killian. Oh, yes. Love, Don't Be Shy, Extreme.
Yes. Valentino, Viva Voce, Intense.
Oh, really?
Voce, Viva. I always flip that. So, intenses and extremes yeah. is, like, they don't always mean that they're just going to be stronger. They often either, one, take the hero notes and amp them up, mm-hmm. so you're getting more of what you like, or they'll add other notes to the scent to complement and intensify yeah, yeah, the notes yeah. that are already working. So, uh-huh. there's a lot of ways that you can be extreme. This... come to find out, I was like, what the fuck are they gonna do to my cloud? You know what I mean? I was like, please don't touch it. Please don't touch it.
Don't
it's like
piss on my cloud.
It's in a it's a one fragrance of the year in 2018, the year it came out. It's also the top selling oh, fragrance wow. in Ulta.
Really?
Yeah. Like Cloud is that girl, I keep telling you.
Yeah. So that, no wonder they released a flanker. Of course they did.
Totally. But I was like,
the numbers don't lie.
Please don't fuck with it. Like, don't add yeah. red berries and just like give it a new bottle. You know what I mean? Like berry. Come to find out, they just amped it all up yeah. and added two more bass notes, and it really truly is,
it's like the most literal definition of an intense
and I'm not mad.
Yeah,
I think it's like kind of luxury.
Wait, what did they add?
They added, can I do this off the top of my head, they added Cashmeron to the bass and Ambrox.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, can I recite all these notes? Let me see. The top of it is bergamot, pear, and coconut cream. In the middle, there is whipped cream. I'm lost.
Lavender, praline, vanilla, orchid, mm-hmm. something called woodsy notes.
Great.
Well, this is according to Fragrantica, so who knows?
That's fine.
And musk.
And musk.
Yes.
So they added those two and just sort of juiced it up. And I mean, it really is cloud, but stronger.
I feel like it makes what you like about cloud, it just gives it more weight and a little bit more density.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a humid bitch.
They smell almost identical, but you can definitely tell Intense is more intense. I yep. will say that side by side, Intense is a little spicier. And I mean spicy not note-wise, but like tickle your nose-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's got a little bit more effervescence. But yeah, it's like if you took cloud and then carbonated it. But only off the rip.
That's so funny. I see what you mean by that. I was going to say that the intense version it's almost like the whole milk, full fat, heavy cream version of the original cloud.
Totally. Okay. I see it, you both know? Ways.
Yeah. Like yeah. it's richer.
Yeah.
And more decadent.
Yeah.
And the original is, for lack of a better word, cloudier. It's like a little bit hazier, a little bit airier.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Probably. Wait, yeah. No.
It's because it really, like, it's sort of just like is the same.
Yeah.
But just more of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm sure a bunch of people are going to whine about that. But like, don't fix it if it ain't broke.
No, I mean? Really think that they, well, first of all, I think the wear is so similar
yeah.
that it's not a huge enough deal that if you have a bottle of cloud, like, you don't have to run out and buy a bottle of cloud.
I agree.
Intense.
I do think it does wear a little stronger and a little
longer. It does wear a little stronger and longer totally. Because of the added yes. bass notes.
And they also amped everything else up, obviously, yeah. and then added those two.
And it's notes. A little, the intense version is a little bit more gourmand, in my opinion.
Okay.
Or it reads to me as a little bit more gourmand.
Okay.
Or sweeter and creamier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think thicker and richer for sure.
Mm.
It's so good. I wore it out last night. My friend Fran was like, you smell so good. And I was like, girl, I know.
Maybe I just don't like go. I don't know. I keep my distance from people. So
I didn't go clubbing.
Not clubbing, but just like, I just like don't go near people.
Yeah, that's fair. I did go out to sort of like a club adjacent situation. It was just like a very packed bar, and I fully thought I got COVID again.
Oh my God.
Literally. Wait, I was this whole week, I was like,
are vaccinated and you've had COVID. So you have the most, the highest concentration of antibodies.
Yeah, bitch, you can't take me down.
Yeah.
But I fully, I was like, I was there, I was at, it doesn't matter where I was because I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
It's not industry, but with a couple friends, and we were there for a while, and it was like packed and whatever. And I was like, this is how it happens.
Like indoors?
Yeah. Whoa. Like, this is how it fucking happens. And then that
were
was Saturday.
High ceilings at least?
Felt fine on Sunday. Oh. Monday, I was like, what is this tickle in my throat?
No.
Absolutely. Like, felt worse Tuesday. I was like, bitch, it has happened. But
people are also getting colds now just because we're back to mouth breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. I got tested twice. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But
I haven't gotten a cold.
Shout out
so
to my anxiety.
Long. Yeah. I think the anxiety is not unfounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, like, if I'm going to be a dumb bitch, I guess I get what's coming to me. you know?
Well, there was that funny segment on The View on, like, I think, like, either Friday or Thursday.
Oh, my God. I saw that, like, where they just, like, shut it down.
Mid-segment on, like, live television. They were like, please come with us. They tested
positive. It wasn't... What, it was...
First of all, I'm like, why were you allowed on the air
right
before the test results were right in? Mostly right that. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And wasn't Kamala like tap dancing in the background?
Something like
that's
that.
That's so funny.
I don't know.
Chaos.
But yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I didn't realize they filmed The View live.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Love The View. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, we love Cloud. What I am happiest about.
Yes.
Is that they did not bastardize my baby.
Yes.
There is so much of my life wrapped up in this fucking fragrance. I'm sorry, but like, it's just the truth.
I wish it's the same bottle. They just changed the colors. Mm-hmm. And I do wish they chose better colors.
It is.
It's weird. Like,
I don't mind the white component,
yeah,
but this
yeah,
is a little
navy. The white bottle,
for me.
I'm about it. But yeah, the navy blue plastic pedestal thing.
It's
I'm
a lot.
Like, navy blue? Like, what?
Right.
It would have made sense if they reversed it and they made the clear cloud holder blue or clear and then the bottle white.
Yeah,
that would have been cute,
right?
Because it's like inverse.
It's a little a lot.
Yeah, because like the whole point is that the base is meant to look like a cloud, so if you make it navy blue, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, anymore.
It's like a night cloud.
Even night clouds are kind of gray,
right? Cloud came out at a very weird juncture in my life.
Really?
And I was like, it just like made me really happy at a time where I like sort of wasn't. And like, it sort of became a joke with my friends because I smelled so fucking good all the time. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't help but being like, okay, this Ariana Grande scent is actually very good. And then like, they went out and got it. And then like, now I live in a cloud themed apartment 3 years later.
Now it's just infiltrated your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Now I am a cloud. So to celebrate,
to honor our newest cloud.
Yes. The newest addition to the cloud family. We have,
since we always do it anyway, in that we always compare scents to cloud.
Yes. We are asserting that there should be a new category in the fragrance wheel.
Yes.
Called cloud.
And accord. If you're going to allow Chypre and Fougère, both of which are clearly accords, on the fragrance wheel, I think we can make way for cloud.
And since cloud has successfully sort of started to carve out its own place in the industry, and you can see its influence in a couple of other things, be it intentional or not, I think it's time to pull up and make cloud its own category and delineate what fragrances belong where. So there's like a woody, yes, cloud, a floral cloud, yes, a fruity cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken the liberty to hash those out for you today.
Yes.
In celebration.
Yes. See, everybody can get into cloud.
Yeah. You're already into the cloud.
You're into
clouds. So you're listening to this podcast.
It's too late. So
worth.
We have a couple listener questions, some of which I think we already answered in our very, very long intro.
Is Tynan okay? No. How much closer does it come to Baccarat Rouge 540 than the original cloud? I am not aligned with this being a dupe. I think they're different enough. I mean, they are. I'm not gonna pretend like they're not similar. And like,
if you want
to call them a dupe, fine.
But you know what, maybe this is how we can open up our cloud categories.
Sure.
Is that we consider Baccarat Rouge 540 to be a floral cloud.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't see the similarities. Yes. And like,
totally.
But like, if you want to
call it, that's why it's on the wheel now.
If you want to call it a dupe for Baccarat Rouge, fine. Baccarat Rouge is like $600.
Yeah.
Cloud is $45 to $65.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Now I want to look up the notes because I never have. It's billed as an amber floral, saffron, jasmine, amberwood, ambergris, fir, resin, and cedar. That's like so not the interpretation I get.
Not at all.
Wow. They clearly forgot cloud.
Right. Right.
The top note of cloud. No, I think this is slightly more floral in that it's sweeter than cloud, you know?
Yeah.
Like it has the elements of cloud, but it's sweeter. It has that kind of dewy petal.
I do agree with you that it is also more floral because I think Baccarat Rouge has, to your point, more texture.
Yes.
And cloud is truly just like a vaporous cloud.
Yes. Yeah.
So Baccarat Rouge is our floral cloud.
That is
a floral. And if you want to call it a dupe, fine. That takes nothing away from cloud.
No. If anything, it takes it away from Baccarat Rouge.
When did Baccarat Rouge come out?
Excellent question. 2015.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe... Okay. Forget it. We don't recognize dupes on this podcast.
If it's a dupe, it's a dupe. Who cares?
I don't know. Oh, 2015, huh? When did people start, like, running their mouths about Baccarat Rouge?
No idea.
Yeah, I feel like it came out of nowhere. Suddenly, everyone was like, this is the most popular fragrance. And I was like, what?
Like, it was prompted... Once they had something to talk about, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a dupe for this very expensive fragrance. Yada, yada, yada. It's like, well, bitch, you weren't talking about it before, so what's good?
Cloud is responsible for the popularity of Baccarat Rouge 540.
Everybody say thank you, Ariana. Woody Cloud.
Our Woody Cloud.
Oh, wait. What did we decide?
I
have one.
Okay, go for it.
It is... These might be sort of like runbacks from other fragrances that we've talked about, but like these are fragrances that we like and it's also our podcast. Victoria's Secret Tease Creme Cloud.
That's woody?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things. It's not like woody as like autumn vibes, but like there is definitely more of a woody texture there. It's like a soft woody floral. It's sort of everything, so it's sort of nothing. You have it.
I know. That's why I'm just confused.
You don't like... It's woody because... It's not a woody fragrance per se, but it is cloud. And I think like...
Oh, okay. Okay. You're defining it by the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
But like the one thing that I can pull out of it is the woods. You know what I mean? Mm. I think you can also make the argument for it's equal parts floral, but like not a lot of fragrances are successful at being that woody, that floral, and that lightweight, that cloud, etc. I think... Victoria's Secret Creme Cloud is like a really just like nice fragrance for what it is.
Yes. I would say that after having worn it for a while because it's so powdery at the jump.
Yeah.
And then once that dissipates, yes, I could see that.
For sure.
But I would also feel like if you sprayed that on immediately, you'd be like, this is straight up just like powdery sweet candy or sweet creaminess. And then you have to wait to get the woodiness.
It's a good fragrance. I should wear that more. If any of
it's
you are wearing...
It's very fun and fluffy.
It's nice. I just think it's like really smart.
It reminds me of the scene in Zoolander where they're like drinking orange Julius's and joyriding and then they're having a gasoline fight.
What?
<It's> like that.
Why?
You have to just watch the scene.
Okay, fine.
It's just like a very fun slow-mo, like having fun montage set, you know?
I've obviously never seen Zoolander.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Oh my God, you would love it.
Oh, I don't like movies.
That's true. I've always admired that about you.
wait, have you seen the Casey Musgrave Starcross film?
Not the whole film. Okay. I've seen a couple of the videos though.
Okay. You should watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I've tried looking for it on YouTube, but
I think it's on Hulu. No, what? It's on Paramount Plus.
Not sponsored. What are you doing? No one has Paramount Plus.
No one has Paramount Plus, literally. It's her and fucking like Drag Race UK or some shit.
I hope she got paid well for that.
Oh, she had to. It's so good.
Maybe I'll sign up for a free trial.
I'm sure it'll be... So Halsey also did a film. And she's making it available for streaming for 2 nights. And you have to buy tickets, which I'm going to. So I wouldn't wouldn't shock me if Casey... Well, actually, no. Because it's our name. Whatever.
That's weird, but okay.
You should watch it.
Who can, like, to what? I don't know. Anyway, I am not a mainstream pop star, so I don't know how these things work. But I'm like, all right, I guess. Sounds iffy to me.
What's our next one? Oh, Fruity Cloud.
Fruity Cloud. Our Fruity Cloud is Burberry Her. Mm-hmm. And when you smell it, you will know exactly what we are talking about because...
I love being right about things.
Yeah. It is... It has the light, airy, almost like meringue quality of cloud.
And electric too.
Yeah.
Static.
But it's got that... It has like this like wet, juicy fruitiness to it that makes it fruity.
You brought this to my attention and said it was cloud adjacent and I called it in and... Yeah, I mean, it is in the wheelhouse for sure, which is why cloud should be a category.
I agree.
Because there are a lot of different ways you can interpret it. Didn't I say this was like strawberry styrofoam?
Yes. That's so funny that you can always pinpoint strawberry.
Me personally?
Yes. Like you always can just like pick a strawberry note out of something and my smooth brain is like, it's a fruit. It's just fruit. It's a fruit cocktail. I don't know what kind of fruit. It's all the fruits.
Burberry hers were really, really good.
Yeah, it's really, it's funny because like this doesn't strike me as like a fashion house designery scent.
Completely. They do it's really like exquisite.
So much more fun.
Yeah, they do really exquisite scents, but that feels left for them.
It's just like so fun. And even the bottle is very kind of minimalist and, you know, kind of like how Burberry is just very like minimal and chic and it belies the fragrance within it.
The bottle is really pretty.
It's really pretty. I think it's meant to sort of look like a buckle or what are their little sideways horseshoe?
It looks like a lighter.
Oh, it does look like a lighter. I don't know why. Yeah.
I like, as I say that, I just don't think it does.
Having the atomizer on one side is very lightery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a Zippo.
It does look like a Zippo. I kind of like it. Ergonomically, it actually makes sense. But yeah. I was surprised that Burberry would release such a cute, fun, hip scent.
I know. Have fun, girls.
Yeah. The best thing about being a
bartender. Wait, can you say Burberry like your grandpa said it?
Burberry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Green Cloud.
Our Green Cloud.
Pulling it back.
Pulling it back. Speak of the devil again is Maison Margiela Replica Matcha Meditation. Uh-huh. It is green. The juice itself is green.
True.
And it's has the tea, the green teeness of it all, but also the creaminess of the cloud within it. If you made a cloud out of matcha, it would be Matcha Meditation.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. It has like the aromaticness of the tea, but then it has that fun, just creamy fluffiness. Pastry.
It's like croissant. Like it's like buttery and crusty. Croissant. Not crusty.
Crispy, flaky.
Flaky, thank you. Yeah,
it's I can like smell it now. You just like sprayed it 3 feet in front of my face and it's like, it's coming to me now.
I think it's like on my face.
God, it's so good.
It does have that. It has depth in the way that like anise has depth, but it's not like that. But it's just like sort of like sweet, herbaceous, whatever.
Yeah.
But also, it's the
freshness of the tea, the green tea, and then like the milkiness of the
cloud. Right, though. This is absolutely a matcha latte. It's not matcha tea.
Yeah.
It's like foamy and fluffy. And
yes, it's fluffy.
It's really nice. God damn it.
It's such a good replica scent.
Sable, what is the other pastry scent from Ex Nihilo? Oh, Honorary Delights.
Honorary Delights, yes, you're right.
That's also meant to smell like sort of a pastry shop, right?
Yeah, it's based off of a specific French pastry, I think called Saint Honoré.
Oh.
Wait.
Isn't that the street?
That is this. Yes, you're right. I think that is.
Me knowing something for once.
I know. I'm like, let me get my story straight. Well, Ex Nihilo, which famously does not do gourmands. This is their first gourmand fragrance. And you can tell it's like made by a fragrance brand that does not necessarily like gourmands because it's like such an ungourmandy gourmand.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I didn't get that feeling at all. If anything, I was just like, oh, it's kind of like musky and like a little spicy and warm, but not necessarily sweet.
Really? Okay, so on me, can I say something that they're going to like take me out for?
Okay. Sure.
I call this in because of you and I really like it. And they sent me two and they're both fucking so good. But Honorary Delights on me, I it does read sweet on me. I agree with the warm and spicy, but it does go really sweet on me. You know what it kind of smells like? Oh, it smells like an adult warm vanilla sugar. And I mean that in like probably the most literal way I can
respect that.
Like, and I, yes. Which is a good thing. Like, yes. This is a Bath and Body Works household. Yeah. How many times do you have to say it? But
they just like,
pretty similar. It's
almost as if they like used a vanilla liqueur instead of straight up vanilla. Totally.
Yeah. I love that fragrances smell so different on us.
Yeah.
And we both interpret fragrances just, so differently.
Yes. It's so sophisticated and chic and like, I think the fact that it is so mutable and so like aromatically confusing is what kind of makes it like cool and mysterious. Like the fact that like if you didn't tell me it was a Grammand, I would not have thought that, but I also would not have been able to pinpoint what it was. Mm. I'd have been like, I don't know. It's just a little bit spicy, a little bit sweet, a little bit warm, but like also very like crisp.
Can I pause this cloud situation?
Okay.
Because what you just said takes me back to the fragrance that you and I have been talking about all week, and we can't not talk about it.
What?
Miss Dolly.
Oh, my. Oh,
it's here.
This has been our biggest disagreement.
We have very differing.
Yes.
I fucking can't smell anything but Matcha Meditation, but I have to go get it. Hold on.
Go get it. Yeah. It randomly just showed up at my home.
So this
I didn't request it. Like, I didn't even know it was coming.
This is the...
It was released in July. It's September now. So I was like, whoa, did this get lost in the mail for several weeks?
This is the Dolly Parton scent that we've been sort of touching on here and there.
It's called Scent from Above.
I copped the actual, like...
Sample
vial in February because I couldn't wait. And... I really love it.
Everything about this fragrance, I was like, none of this is what I expected.
Sable hates it. I love it.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
You disrespect it.
I disrespect it. And I'm sorry, Dolly. I have nothing but love for you. Mm-hmm. And because I have nothing but love for you, I understand why you created this.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that you did. But also... What?
Because I'm an ignorant ageist bitch, I thought this was gonna smell like older than it does. And good idea. It's to me, it's just such a delight to wear. But
I haven't worn it really on my skin, to be fair.
The way that you said Honoré Delights sort of smells like everything at once, that is exactly what this smells like to me.
Well, this also has floral, woody, amber, and musk in it.
It really does have everything.
As Dolly memed herself on her Instagram.
It's shit on shit.
It's shit on shit.
That should be another category.
Yes, that should be another category. But yeah, it's
I love this.
I know. I know you love it. And I get why you love it, because you love sweet things.
It's so young and bright and juicy. This to me smells... It immediately, and I don't know why, it makes my brain go to gin and tonic.
Really?
Because... I mean, it's not that, but it has, you know, do you know what tonic tastes like?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Because it has like drink. It's sweet.
It's but it's also like tonic to me tastes black. Like it tastes deep and dark and black and gross. And this, it is so sweet and bright, but it has like that earthiness, that musk, that it is being held down by like an evil twin, like a bad thought in the back of your mind. God. Like when you're fucking some guy and you're like, but I should break up with them. You know what I mean? Like. It's that. It's everything. It's so good.
This, I don't dislike the scent. It's definitely not a me scent, but it smells so much to me like the kind of woman, like the sweet diner waitress who calls everyone shug and hun and like sweetheart, who that like personally I love.
Yeah.
I will fucking melt if like an older woman calls me like hun or shug. I'm just like, mom. But like,
mom.
But it has that just unabashedly mass market feminine quality to
it. You keep saying it smells like bathroom.
It smells like the amorphous cloud of hairspray and body splash you find in a club bathroom, like the kinds where they have like bathroom attendants and there's like a little tray of sprays and stuff.
You're not wrong about that, actually.
It smells exactly like that scent.
Like, how glamorous is that?
Well, that's
it smells like a dressing room.
Yes.
Which like, for Dolly.
Yeah. Well, which is why I'm like, oh, of course this is a Dolly scent.
There is something a little aerosol about this.
Yes. There's like that kind of tinge of like alcohol scent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, which is why to me it smells like, you know, quote unquote cheap. But then Dolly has that famous quote, you know, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap.
Right.
So it's like a very tongue-in-cheek scent, which is why I'm like, of course this is a Dolly scent. I can't stop smelling
this. It smells so good. I'm sorry. I'm not trying
to be... Like, it's very comforting when I think of how women are comforting and, like, the presence of, like, women who are strangers being kind to you. And that's what I think of.
It's the, like...
With this scent.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was... Yeah. Wait, what did you just say?
Like...
Strangers being nice to you? Women who are strangers being nice to you?
Women who are strangers who are kind to you.
I love that.
Even, like, when you're, like, in a... Like, you know, you're in a bar bathroom and, like, there's a girl crying and you're like, do you want a tissue? Like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of.
Oh, my God.
Like, women taking care of women.
How can you like this fragrance?
It's not a me fragrance, yeah. But it makes me think of that, which is why I'm like, it's not a bad fragrance. It's just, like, that's what it smells like.
This, to me, is... The,
it's like blue collar valor.
Yeah. It's like the accepting of and embracing glamour.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. It's so fun. Anyway, sorry. I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I love this. Also, this is really pretty. The bottle itself. I also like...
It's funny because like in all the photos, the bottle looks light pink.
Yeah,
but
what
it's
is
like
this?
Coral orange.
Yeah.
It's like neon orange.
Yeah. It's really
pretty. It almost looks fake. Mm-hmm. Like, if the PR didn't send it to me, I would have thought, like, is this, like, a counterfeit item?
It didn't exist.
Yeah.
I like how much the bottle is topped with an actual, like, gem of a butterfly, and it's pretty big. It's probably, like, an inch and a half. And there's a lot of movement in it.
Yeah, because it's so pretty. It's, yeah.
Anyway, that's the Dolly scent. We finally covered it. I love it! Back to clouds.
I wouldn't wear it, but the smell is very comforting to me. Anyway, back to clouds. We interrupt this cloud.
Spice cloud.
Spice cloud.
Gourmand cloud.
Gourmand cloud. Spice can be a gourmand, right?
There's overlap.
Yes.
In the Venn diagram.
Yes. Our gourmand cloud is Bond number 9, Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
I originally was attracted to this scent because it says it had notes of hazelnut, coffee,
cocoa.
Caramel, cocoa. Mm-hmm. And then when I got it, I was like, no, that's a cloud.
Literal, exactly the same. Yeah. I remember I was working at Becca. I got this PR email and I was like, send that shit to me.
Yeah.
Because I thought exactly what you thought. I was like, it's going to be deep and warm and sweet and all this. And it, if we're going to make accusations about dupes, about dupery afoot.
Dupery.
This really does smell like cloud.
Yeah. It truly and really does.
So like these are conceptual, like all these fragrances that we're talking about in our new fragrance family cloud are like conceptual clouds. You know what I mean? They're clouds in their own right. This just smells like cloud.
Yes.
And I don't know how the hell we got here with cacao and amber and coffee.
Yeah. I don't know what ratios they used, but whatever it is, it's just a cloud.
And don't get me wrong. It's beautiful in the way that cloud
is beautiful. It's one of my favorite scents.
But it's not that.
It's spilled as an amber vanilla, which...
How?
I guess I see.
Okay.
I think it has like the depth and warmth of amber, but the sweetness of vanilla.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. Top cacao, hazelnut, cedar, jasmine, sumbach, ambroxan, caramel, and moss.
Like how the fuck? That's such a like a sticky, drippy...
I thought it would be much more gourmand.
Yeah.
But... The result is a cloud.
Is a cloud. Just like dead on.
But like Tribeca lasts literally all day and night on me when I wear it. To be fair, I'm a generous spritzer as well. Yeah. And I spray it on my clothes.
No, same though.
But this shit lasts. Like I can smell it on myself at night after spraying it on in the morning. So when you can smell yourself at night, that's a lot.
It is. Yeah. I will say that I... like this. Well, I mean, I like the fragrance, end of sentence, but I like that. I just feel that number one, I'm not super educated with Bond number 9 only because there is so much to know.
There's
so many goddamn fragrances, which like good for them, but I don't feel like they do a ton of sweet for the sake of sweet. And this is pretty much that. And I like seeing them go in that direction.
Yeah.
They also Greenwich Village.
I haven't smelled that one.
Smells like,
just maybe I'll ask them for it.
It smells just like this.
Okay, maybe I'll ask them.
It's very odd because Greenwich Village looks... This is what, like a gator print?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Croc.
It's a croc bottle. Just
oh,
like
but
this,
it's
but
green.
It's turquoise, yeah. And...
I wonder if then they realized what they were doing.
It also smells just like it. Joelle was like,
Yeah.
This smells just like cloud, which is why I called it in. And I was like, you're right. But also then this smells just like cloud.
Yeah.
Bond number 9.
What is this dupery?
Answer for yourself.
Yeah. I love Bond number 9 so much.
You know a lot more about them than I do.
All of their... It's funny because like every time I've read a description of their fragrances that they themselves have written on their website and then smell the fragrance, it's never what I expect.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever.
But it's always so much better than what I expect.
Okay.
So even if you read a... like a fragrance description and you're like, I don't think that's for me, just smell it because you might be surprised.
Our next category is so we're asserting that cloud should be a category.
Yes.
And within this we have skin cloud. However,
sounds like a horror film.
It does. I am also asserting that if we're making cloud a category, we should also make skin a category, even though I don't like skin scents.
I feel like skin is more likely to become a category first.
I know, because people don't have any taste or respect for cloud.
I think that people have this idea that taste requires...
money.
A, money. B, this kind of chic, quote-unquote chic form of self-erasure and minimalism, where like by removing things, you're highlighting other things. And that's, to me... the allure behind skin scents, because the whole thing with a skin scent is like, it smells just like you but better. And part of me is like, then don't fucking wear anything at all,
right?
Like, right, why would you buy something to smell like yourself?
Totally.
Truly capitalism's finest work. But also skin scents, like it's an enhancer, like a skin enhancer.
It's something.
Let's put it that way. So
I mean, they're not going anywhere, clearly.
Yeah, I think in beauty, even with makeup, the whole like your skin but better, God, skin enhancements, please, like lash enhancement, blah, blah, blah. Like people just want to look like themselves but better. And that will always be in.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Brown was on to something. Bobby Brown walked so Glossier could run.
Literally.
There I said it. I legitimately like their products a lot.
Yeah.
I think as far as the whole... quote unquote, no makeup, mm-hmm, or like yourself but enhanced aesthetic goes, I think Bobbi Brown has fucking nailed it.
Really?
Like all of her formulas are perfect.
For Jones Road.
And for Bobbi Brown. For Bobby, okay. Well, I don't even know if the formulas are still the same for Bobbi Brown since they were bought out by Estée, but even their formulas are very, very good.
Mm. I think. Fuck with Bobbi Brown for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't realize how expensive their stuff was. Like they're kind of high end. And I think they're trying to go a little too hard into catering to like full coverage stuff, which I'm just like, that's not your MO.
Yeah, it's a very Estee though to do that.
I know, totally. But I think they're pretty good at it. But yeah, all the Jones Road stuff I think is great. Their one hero product, like the Miracle
Balm
is lovely.
That's pigmented, right? Or it can be?
It's pigmented. I would say it's like a sheer to medium amount of pigment.
I saw someone wear that as bronzer and I'm so interested in that.
Yeah. Maybe also, the container it comes in is like the size of a hockey puck. It's huge.
Okay.
Yeah, like so I think it's like $38 or $36.
It looked big as hell.
Yeah, to the point where I'm just like, if you wanted to travel with it, like you should just get a tiny little pot and like siphon it out.
Right.
Like I kind of wish they made it into like smaller things, but no, it's great. It might be making me break out or clogging my pores, but I think like all cream blush unfortunately gives me little breakouts on my cheeks, and I just have to finally accept that.
That's all I wear.
Yeah, Renee Rouleau, my sometimes esthetician when she comes to town.
Renee Rouleau, the god.
I love her. She's so smart. She's so wise. But yeah, she's
so sweet too,
and she's so nice. Yeah, but she's always like, "Girl, you gotta." The cream blush is doing you in, and I was like,
"Really."
No. Yeah.
Anyway, skin scent.
Sorry about that tangent.
Skin cloud.
Our skin cloud pick is Juliet Has a Gun, Not a Perfume.
Fuck. My mom texted me about this after we talked about it. She was like, I'm about to buy it. And I was like, don't. They just sent it to me. I'll send it to you when I fucking have it yet. I'm the worst son on the planet.
The interesting thing about this is that it was made with one ingredient only.
I think so too. The synthetic ambroxan, right?
Yeah. But it's only made of one synthetic note, ambrox, which is a note that's created to be musky and kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Some say floral, some say powdery. They're not wrong, but it's like a very, very quiet, subtle, florally, woody, musky scent that smells super sheer. It almost smells like a little bit salty as well. which to me is just very reminiscent of skin, because, you know, salt. It's almost like if you sweat perfume, like this is what it would smell like. Hmm. Yeah. Like if the sweat that came out of you was scented.
I like it because it doesn't, from my experience, which is minimal with it, you know it better than I do, but it doesn't go stale. Like I feel like a lot many skin scents do.
Yeah. It stays the way it is forever and ever because it's only one note. It doesn't evolve.
I would say the alt version for me, for Skin Cloud, is I know we just talked about this, but M plus Iris.
Yes.
Sorry, that shit is good.
That shit is good.
Have we had them on the show?
Yes, we have.
I've got to cut that out. We'll see how we should. Oh my God.
I think they're both very good Skin Clouds.
Yeah. The Iris just makes it so plush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The Iris gives it that fluffiness.
Yeah.
That I like. I think the Not a Perfume by Juliet Has a Gun is a little saltier. Mm-hmm. So it's like more like a literal skin scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Whereas M plus Iris is like a very dreamy skin scent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
So if you have smelled Cloud before in your life, which at this point, why haven't you? If you've gotten this far into our episodes, I'm going to just assume that you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And if you smelled any of these scents we mentioned, you'll be like, oh yeah, yeah.
I want to say, rather, I want to know. Because of anything that I talk about online, beauty-wise, which is all I talk about online, the mainstays that I've put a lot of people onto are Cloud, mm-hmm. Pixi Glow Tonic, which is a toner, and probably more recently, the Say Sun Visor SPF. They've all...
Oh, they're going to send that to me. I'm so excited. Yes.
They're so good. Everyone comes back with like rave reviews. And they're always like, bitch, you know what you're talking about. And I'm like, someone had to say it. But Cloud by far and away, yeah. I cannot tell you how many people have come back and been like, this is it. This is fucking it.
And also because it's like, I bought a 1 ounce bottle for $20.
So
yeah, this was $20 at, or maybe it's 25 still though.
Yeah.
It was less than $30 for an ounce of perfume, which, well, I'm like a quarter of the way through the
That's
bottle.
Good.
But it's... It's a very low entry point to get it.
I love that you've been wearing it. Look at how much of that has gone.
Yeah.
It's exquisite. Mm-hmm. The wear is great. Like, it's a quality scent. It's amazing. I love it.
It's a quality product. People don't know this until they experience themselves, but fragrance is such a mood enhancer. Mm-hmm. And it really does affect your well-being and mood. Therefore, I think the effect it can have on you overall is just that much more impactful. You can get a lipstick or a blush and be like, this is nice. I like the way this looks. But you don't think the way you think like with a fragrance. Like, oh my God, my whole day, like everything feels so much better. And like the experience is so much richer. Like fragrance really enhances experiences.
Totally. So, this fragrance just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Like actively happy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're right. Mood enhancer. And it's legal too. Yeah. Shit.
And it's legal. Off that shit. But as of now, I think Cloud Intense is an Ulta exclusive. So you can only get it there. They only have one size too.
I think that, yeah, it's only the large size. One, which is only 65. Yeah, and like, if you're trying the Intense, you've probably already tried Cloud. So you know you like it. It's, if you liked Cloud, you're going to like Cloud Intense.
Oh yeah. You're going to love it.
Yeah. I'm happy it exists. So tell us what Cloud scents. Number one. Tell me, like, if I put you onto Cloud, let me know. I want to see, like, the amount of people I have, just, like, selfishly, because I know it's, like, in the hundreds.
Probably.
Maybe not in the 200s, but definitely in the
hundreds. Especially when you count that, like, I think, I feel like more than one strategist article that you've been quoted in, you have put Cloud.
Yeah.
And then I think Rio wrote a story about Cloud itself. Mm-hmm. And quoted you as like one of the people who put her onto it. Mm-hmm. So someone asked about Lalabo Santal. If we have any other Lalabo favorite scents.
No.
That's, I don't even think about Lalabo. That's so funny. Like, I don't mean that as a dig. It's just true. I just never think about
that. Keeping that in.
Okay. Sorry.
Tell us if I or we have put you on a Cloud and how much you love it. Tell us your other favorite Cloud scents that I do like. I'm very interested in.
Mm-hmm. And vote for us for best Cloud podcast.
Just kidding. Yeah, this is not a Cloud podcast.
This is a Cloud podcast.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time.
Wait.
What?
follow the podcast on Instagram.
Oh, fuck.
Smellyoulaters.mp3. If you like our podcast, which I'm assuming you do because you've listened to it for hours and hours and hours, you can leave us a review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And until next time,
we all
smell you later.
Smell you later.